Australian Open tennis players have vented their frustrations at Melbourne's appalling air quality, which forced players to abandon matches yesterday. Players have appealed to the Grand Slam's organisers to treat the toxic haze generated by weeks of bushfires in a similar way to heat or rain. Jonathan Howcroft is a sports writer and commentator. He joins me this morning from Melbourne. Good morning, Jonathan. How's it looking there today?
Good morning. It's looking a bit heavy again, a bit like it was yesterday. But it's an odd fog experience. It's a sepia tinted kind of a haze compared to the more dramatic scenes that we've seen elsewhere in the country. But within that haze, there's an incredible risk for people's health because of the poor air quality.
Well, millions of Australians know exactly what you're talking about when you talk about the sepia tones. It's been going on for months in some parts of Australia. Yesterday, we saw elite tennis players complaining of shortness of breath and nausea as a result of the smoke. We saw a Slovenian player collapse on court, suffering a coughing fit. How are the players responding to this situation?
They're outraged, in short. It's still very early in the process for a lot of the players to really get their heads around what's going on, because yesterday was the first day of qualifiers, and qualifiers happen off Broadway. The main draw proper doesn't start until Monday, so usually in these kinds of situations, the first 3 or 4 days were a bit of a dry run for tournament organisers to make sure that all the infrastructure is working, while the players that lots of regular sports fans might not recognise, they get on with the business on the outside courts. But of course, yesterday, because of the air quality, that drew a lot of people in. So Elina Svitolina, who's a top 10 player on the WTA Tour, she voiced her concern online. Maria Sharapova, who's obviously very well known, she was playing an exhibition in Kooyong, and she cut short the second set of her match because of the conditions. But I think what a lot of people are now waiting for is what's the reaction going to be from the big three in the men's game, in particular Novak Djokovic, because he's the president of the ATP Player Council. So while there are noises from lots of lower ranked players who are complaining about the conditions that they faced, Bernard Tomic being one who played yesterday, it's probably not going to carry that much weight until Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic step in. So we're all anticipating that to happen in the next day or so.
You can understand why the players are outraged. You've got a rating of the air quality at hazardous level yesterday. Advice from health authorities to avoid exercise and minimise time outdoors, which is exactly the opposite of what happens when you play tennis. Is there a fear that this could actually threaten the Australian Open, that if it becomes really messy with this tournament, and then you add to that the prediction that our bushfire seasons are going to continually get worse with a changing climate, that tennis officials around the world may reconsider whether we can really host the Australian Open in January?
It's absolutely a risk. We're in uncharted territory, and the question was put to tournament director Craig Tiley yesterday, and he was bullish. This was at 11 o'clock in the morning before all of the incidents happened later in the day, and his response was that they have state-of-the-art on-site measuring devices. They take independent medical advice about whether to continue play or not. So the presentation was that they're doing everything possible to be as informed as possible to make the right decisions. Now, clearly yesterday, that wasn't the case. And then in terms of looking further forward, they're confident in this year that the short and long-term forecasts will be for improved air quality. But as you suggest, who knows what the longer-term implications are going to be. And one thing that I think has been buried a little bit in the discussions of what's been going on because of the very obvious images that we're seeing with the players, what about the ball kids? What about the staff who work on site? What about the line judges and everybody else in the arena? these are high performance athletes. They are as fit and well, the players I'm talking about are as well prepared for these conditions as anybody could possibly be. But there are a lot of people out there who aren't. And yeah, I'm a parent. I wouldn't want to put my kid in that situation, knowing what happened yesterday.
Jonathan, could they move some of the games to cities that aren't covered in bushfire smoke haze, like Sydney, Brisbane or Perth?
That's a really good question. That's a worst-case scenario. Now, that did actually happen to a Challenger Tour event earlier this month in Canberra. They moved that to Bendigo because of the conditions in the ACT at that time. But that's not something that the Australian Open organisers are going to contemplate for the time being. It would have to be a properly cataclysmic set of events for that to be considered. However, going back to your earlier question, I think they probably will now have to build in that elements of that as a contingency for future years.
Yeah, really interesting development that would be. I guess they must be considering all options right now, given what happened yesterday. Jonathan Howcroft, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Jonathan's a sports writer and commentator.